Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Thursday morning and it is our mastermind group, and it's like I was racing this morning because my dogs, usually they get sleep until after the show this morning, and they're just up and ready to go. So I had to run and check them out. Now here we are, and they're ready to play now and eat. So I told them they had to wait. Anyway, does anybody have animals? Don't you just love them? I mean, unconditional love, right? My dogs love me and I love them, and they're just sweet and precious. And I was thinking, you know, today when I was, this morning I was meditating and about health and love and, you know, anger and stuff. And I go, you know what? Most of us are so afraid to get involved with people with a romantic relationship. And I've been there myself, and I see so much of it because, of what I do. And coaching, I know a lot of you guys who are coaches or who, you know, work in the spiritual field, you guys see it a lot too. I think the biggest things we have issues with before health or anything is romance, and also money, right? And I know that romance or love is an energy force. I wrote about it not too long, a couple weeks ago. I put it in Angel Coaches, facebook.com/angelcoaches. I'm actually going to put it. Whitney has created such a wonderful place for us to blog, and I think I'm going to do it there, put it there. But, you know, love is an energy force, and what we do is we look for it in a man or a woman, you know, so you love this guy, you say, I love this guy, I want him to love me back, or you look for it in a woman, you want her to love you back, instead of finding that force within yourself. Or, you know, what I always say, it looks like a spaceship, like the love force or the love spaceship, maybe. And tapping into that, and then you can find it easier within that person that you're interested in. You know what I mean? And so instead of a need, I need him, I need her, right? You've ever said that? I know I have. You go, you know what? I've got it here within me. I may be bummed out because it's not working out like I'd like it to. Then you look at yourself and you say, okay, is this about need or desire? I want the best for him, or I want the best for her. And maybe the best for him, or then maybe the best for her is not me, you know. And that takes guts, because if you guys ever watched The Longest Ride, it's a movie that was out a few months ago, and I would watch it because it really shows that. So instead of being that desperate person saying, oh my God, is he going to call me, or is he going to love me, or is she going to love me or call me, then you go, I found that love within me, okay, and I know that it's gonna work out in perfect timing. Divine perfect timing, and don't push it, just let it be. And that's one of the things I'm going to check and see if anybody else is on in a second. But let it be me. John Lennon wrote about Let It Be, right? The Beatles and John Lennon. I love that. I read about it a couple of days ago. But let it be doesn't mean anything, but, you know, we think it's like, okay, don't touch it, but move out of the way and allow it and expect it to happen, whatever that may be, job, career, love or whatever. So that's something that is a valuable lesson for all of us, I think, for me too. And let me see if anybody else is on. Ah, there's, we got some people here joining us. Okay, Whitney, I don't know if you can talk, but it'd be nice if you could, but I know you're busy. Hey, Sue, how are you?
I can talk today. This is the first.
Oh, good. So, Whitney is the angel. She's an angel coach too, and she's the one that put her beautiful
I
site like together.
This.
And yes, exactly. She's reeling in the flesh. And so we've got a new show, some new things launching. So I got to get with her about that this weekend. But she's had some family stuff, and so I'm glad you're here. And Sue, I'm glad you're here too. So I know you've been under the weather a bit, and it's good to hear you, see ya, and that kind of thing. Because I know you're 2 hours difference. From the East Coasters here. She's 6:30. God bless her. She's up and ready and rocking and rolling.
A little bit
early. Yeah, there you go. Time to go work, right? It's all good. But yeah, so that's what I was like thinking about, creating, letting it be. And that's sometimes so darn hard to have that happen in our lives. So yeah, what are you guys looking to create? I know, Whitney, you've got some, we'd love to hear from you because as I said, you do exist, and you know, Whitney's going to be doing shows and workshops, and one thing I admire about you is that you put your nose to the grindstone and you get it done. And Whitney is the one that came up with the slogan, or I use it now, go big or go home, or grow big or go home, you know, like, yeah, there you go. So Anyway, tell us what you're looking to create, and we appreciate you so much. You're an angel coach, as you know that. So anyway,
yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you. I want to create so much, and I also want to create the time to make that happen. But I do, like, I squeeze everything in, and I, like you said, it's like I just get so focused, and then everything else kind of gets ignored. But yeah, I just want to create so much. I want to, I know this sounds so funny, but like I want to create an empire, and I want it to be on helping people, you know, realize who they are. And, you know, we are all have the capability and potential to be our own master magicians in our lives and completely change and transform and heal ourselves and create what we want. And I just really want to create a whole empire on that and help people and spread the message and help people, you know, get happy in their lives and be fulfilled and heal themselves and realize that there's so much potential and power in this reality, and that, you know, if they just tap in, they can use it if they just use certain tools. And so, yeah, I've been working really hard on making workshops. I've got a 1-day, 2-hour workshop I've created. I'm also working right now on creating a 7-week workshop. So I'm working on that right now. I'm almost halfway through with that. And then I want to launch it all on the website and give people opportunity to work with me. Eventually, I want it to be like a whole 6-month class that people can take and get one-on-one help with me and coaching, and as well as much more material than what a 2-hour workshop or a 7-week workshop could cover. I mean, so much more. A step-by-step guide, hold your hand, walk you through transforming your life and, you know, creating that community support, and so that people know they're not alone, they're not the only ones, and, you know, be able to talk and share. So it's like a whole thing that I wanted to create. And then I also want to create, you know, some books and workbooks and journals and a card deck to go with it to give people daily inspiration and just all sorts of stuff. Like, it's just constantly spinning and in my mind, and I'm just trying so hard. It's like I can't work fast enough to get it all out of me and get it into action. And, you know, I want it all to be through angel coaches, and I want to see, I mean, I know this part's not really up to me, but I want to see each and every one of our coaches have a program just like this, based on their specialty, what they know, what they want to teach. Like, I want to help all of our coaches, you know, build the same type of curriculum so that people can find them, because not everybody might resonate with me. They might resonate more with one of our other coaches, and that's awesome, because there's, you know, there's like a million people, you know, plus, and so there's plenty of people to go around. So I want all of us to thrive and help people. I mean, that's the biggest thing, is just helping each other and helping people grow. And then just build, you know, angel coaches up and, you know, launch us forward, go big or go home. And I'm not going home. So we need to just do this and get rolling. And I want to do workshops for our coaches so that they know how to put all this stuff together and they can build this, their own curriculums, you know, help them do that and master that and feel confident in teaching it and coaching people along the way. And all that good stuff. So, and then with angel coaches, oh my goodness, there's just so much more I want to do. You know, the magazine, I want to launch that. You know, there's just so much stuff. There's so much stuff. I don't even know if we can even talk about it all just yet, because there's so much stuff.
I know. I'm
excited for it, and it's not ready yet.
Look at that. I appreciate that, because, you know, one thing I love about Winnie here is that she and I go, we go back and forth and do our own concepts. I go, I'm going to go here now, and I'm getting this done. The big piece of the puzzle was this new radio for all of the angel coaches, and I'm super excited about that, because it's going to reach masses of people even more. But and we'll talk about that, and because I just got back from it. But you're working on your stuff, and I know that one of the things I appreciate about you, Whitney, is that I do not have to make sure that you're in dire straits. because you know what? You're an angel coach that gets it done, and I appreciate you very much for that, and you're so good about it. And I watched her the other day. She goes, Tori, I've been working on this 3 weeks. We might have to hire somebody to help me figure it out. I go, listen, do what you got to do. You have all the information there for that you need from me. And I was just like, man, because I'm always like wanting people to all the coaches to do really well. And I go, what do I need to do to help them? And what do I need to do to make sure? But with Whitney, I go, Whitney, how can we get this done? And I can walk with her, and she walks with me, and I appreciate that. So thank you. And
thank you.
And
I appreciate you.
I told her, I said, Angel Coaches is my baby. I know. I said, Angel Coaches is my baby. She goes, I want Angel Coaches to be my baby. I said, great. We have a set of twins here. It's all good. Our triplets are quad, six of them. And so it's all good. Anyway, Sue, I know that you're creative and you do a lot. You've helped us with so much, too. And I know some of your shows, people are excited about it. And especially the show that you're going to be doing on Monday. So we've had people ask about it, question about it, and are ready to hear it, and how to create a sacred space. I had somebody say, I need a sacred space, and it was somebody who I would never think that. So it's a football player, and he plays football, and he says, I need to create a sacred space. I go, well, I guess you do. So he coaches football now, but he played a lot. That's what he knows. That's who he is. So anyway, so he's looking to create a sacred space. So that's what Sue is showing us
that's
how to do.
That's exciting, Sue.
I know,
that
right?
Well, I try to listen to all of them, but that's really exciting.
I just was reminded recently about, you know, how important it is to have a sacred space that you can go to, or one that you can create when it's needed. And sometimes it's just, shifting yourself mentally. Some people can do that just by sitting down in silence, and some people need a trigger. Like sometimes I'll go out on my deck and light my favorite incense, and just lighting the incense or lighting a candle in that space can shift my my clarity, help me to just be in that space within myself. Or if you're really fortunate, you can have a room set aside. That you just walk through the doors and it's already there. And just like when you walk through the doors of, a sacred building or something. I think there's just all different kinds of ways to, there's different types of sacred space and different ways of getting to a sacred space within. So that's one of the things I'm working on this week. And then also working on creating a fairy party for my granddaughter. She's trying to collect a bunch of information to create a fairy party.
We need to do that. And I love dogs. And mine are over here getting ready to fight. Because that's what listen, Whitney, please don't even worry about that, okay? I love dogs, and usually I'm calming mine down, so it's nice to see somebody else. Thank you, Josh. Anyway, so we've got some people in here today, and you guys, Vance, I know you're here, and I got your text about I need a massage, and you're right, I do. I need to do that, but I've been a little bit sick and on antibiotics. I didn't want to get around you until I'm finished with that. So, but I'm better today, actually. So talk to us. What are you looking to create, Vince? Did I lose you? I hope I did. Okay. Anyway, moving on. I'm going to go to the next person then. Vic, are you here? Vic and I are doing a new show, guys. Relationships and sex and having some real fun with it. And we've had some great downloads with that. And I'm going to tell you who else has had some downloads with their stuff. It's you. So you've got a lot of downloads from some of the shows that you've done in the past. And so it's good because we've got shows that are going all over the world and most of all touching people's hearts. But Vic and I, what are you looking to create? Because Vic is like, you guys, have you ever had issues with somebody? And she and I both had we're best friends. And she goes, Tree, maybe we need to pray for him. I was like, okay. Right? Because I could see him as the not such a cool person. And so I go, wow. And by the way, it worked. I prayed for him last night and this morning, and I feel so much better. You know what I mean? So, and
so
I was able to sleep really well. I know, right? I was able to sleep really well. But thank you for that. So, you know, she gave me a gentle reminder. And so what do you feel that we need to, what are you going to pray for? What are you looking to create? Or what do you want to share with us? Is you're amazing, growing and inspiration and all the stuff that you do, because she's a wonderful lady. But what would you like to create?
Today I am attracting abundance in not only financially, but spiritually and emotionally.
Wow, good for you. I love that. Hey, good for you. Good for you. Wow. You know, guys, I got to tell you something about Vic. He's got all these great books. I said, read The Course in Miracles. I got it somewhere up in the attic or wherever. I go, she must be reading it, okay? But you know how we go. Somebody asked me, I got The Course in Miracles. Yeah, I wonder where I put it. I go, look for the under the every coaster, coffee coaster. There's The Course in Miracles right there. You know how we said books and coffee or tea on our books? Anyway, maybe you guys don't, but I have done that in the past. But so it's funny when you find it, because I had mine for years, and I started reading again. It's giving me such spiritual uplifting and knowledge. Anyway, Allison, I'm not sure. I know you're here. Do you have to go? Or I wanted to ask you what you're looking to create, because I know you. It's so cool. We've got three angel coaches on today, and Vic is becoming one, although she doesn't know how she's doing that, but she's worked a lot and took a lot of stuff with me. Talk to us, Allison. What are you looking to create? Three of us on here. How cool is that, right? Oh, we ought to have an angel coaches party. So go ahead. Tell us what you're
First of all, I just want to thank everybody. I came on a little bit late, and I just really appreciate all of you and the information that you all have shared with me this morning. The list is really long. I won't go into it, but mine's a lot like what Vic just said about creating abundance, and you know, it's in the spiritual realm, in the physical realm, in the monetary realm, all of that, and just a lot of gratitude. I've had a lot going on this week at work. It's been difficult, but it's been very good, and I'm very thankful for the feedback that I got back, and it showed me some areas in which I need to really become more precise and focused. And that also transcends into my angel coaches. So it's amazing how the universe brings things back around and slams you upside the head with it. But I am thankful for that. So I want to just put my intention out with gratitude for the information you've got, even though some of it's been a little bit sharp and pointed, but good. So that's what I want to do today.
Nice. Well, there you go. Well, good for you. And I appreciate you being on here, because I know you've got a whole school that you're running. And, you know, I'm going to say, bring this person. I'm glad she's here. I hope she's still here. But, you know, Tisha, you guys know her. She is a character. And most of the time when people come to me, they come to me about, is he or she going to be there, or money, or, but very rarely do I get something about, you know, anything else, all right? You know, but it's mostly about love and money, right? And I get it, right? You know, you have love, you have a great life, you have money, you have a greater life. That's Jesus. It's not doing anything without money. It doesn't work, right? And money is an energy. But, you know, what I've watched her do is tap into that force of love within herself. Man, it's going to make me cry. And where she is the most important, as we all would like to do. And to see her grow. And to see her grow when things are not the easiest. I mean, it's been a desperate situation at times with her. And she's still... And I'll give you an example of that. The other day she said, everything is this way, and I'm losing it or I'm making it. And so I used your, or somebody did, Whitney Trace, go big or go home. And I don't have to say that. She just does it. So she goes, I'm going to build her empire. And that's what she's doing. So Tisha, what are you looking to create? I know life has been challenging. You had surgery yesterday and went back to work. How cool is that, right? I mean, I admire that in you. I'm that tough, you know.
My father does that, right?
You're the second person I've ever known, you know. But why don't you start with, what would you like to create in your business? Would you like an empire, or would you like to work for somebody?
I think I would like to make $400,000 a year. So whether it's working for someone or an empire, that's my number. I think that's going to keep me happy.
So I don't know. However I get there is how I get there, and every day, you know, changes through to me. So
yeah. Okay, you want 400,000 a year, and she lives in New York, so the lifestyle there is a lot different than it is in a lot of other places, you know. So that's cool. What about with and I know you want to do it in the organic food industry, so however that happens, right? But yeah, okay.
I see myself as a tycoon kind of worker, but I also like to live life, and I think when you have your own empire, you know, you're always on. And I'm not sure if I can always be on or make 400,000 a year to get me to Italy and all that stuff to party. And that's, I think, more of my speed. So, but right now I'm just trying to gain, honestly, truth. You know, I'm trying to live a truthful existence where it's truly happening, not just out there, you know. However that
kind of
whatever the truth is.
Truthful life. Right. Okay. Good.
Truthful
life. Yeah.
An honest.
There's a lot more with this. There. Hold on 1 second. There's a lot more to this story than she's telling right now because she can't really talk about it. But one day she will. Okay. We could do it on our new show, radio show, network. All good. Anyway. Go on.
That's what I'm just trying to live to. Right now, somehow, whatever brings me, whatever it is, even if it's my own self-destruction, at least the truth is out, you know?
I hear you.
I don't like lying to anyone anymore and bringing in hurt. I just want to envision it, go after it, and take every single day, put it out there, my thoughts, and whatever actions I act upon, that's what's going to be. That's what I want. So,
Whitney? Hold on 1 second, because Whitney, do you have anything you want to say about that to her? I know you do.
As far as, I mean, I think definitely living a truthful life as you, I think everything will fall into place and you'll be given the steps to take every single day. You know, you'll have that divine guidance. You know, I don't know if you meditate, but definitely meditate because that's where you're going to get a lot of your guidance and your strength and your just internal wisdom, and you're going to know step by step what to do. Exactly.
I don't have the mindset to meditate right now. I really don't. But what I know is that when I hit rock bottom, that's when my plan goes into action.
Right.
If you hit rock bottom, you either can survive or not survive, you know, and I'm not one to go cuckoo. So my method is either go cuckoo or go, you know, figure out something else. So the thing is that you keep, you know, and I've read, and I don't know if it's self-encouraging and self-trying to fill myself with fluff, but I've read some of the most successful people make mistakes and they change and they learn. So I think the key really is learning from the mistakes and moving on. But there is definitely no doubt in my mind, for me, my strength comes when I hit rock bottom.
She's the one that sent me the thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry, but she is the one that sent me the things about, you know, about this person tried this many a time, Starbucks, Walt Disney. So
yeah.
That's it. Okay, this is from her. So thank you, you know, too, as well. So I forwarded it out.
Yeah,
but
that was
gonna
really good. I did like that.
Yeah.
One thing I was going to say is what might help jumpstart that and maybe launch you even further is examine what your – really sit down and look at what your beliefs are about hitting rock bottom. What do you really believe about hitting rock bottom? Is it absolutely necessary for you? Is it, you know, what are your beliefs about it?
Not being truthful from some stuff, and you know, from when I was younger and in a survival mode, I think a lot of it is a survival mode on how to survive and being accountable for everyone's life, you know. So you make these decisions sometimes based on not what you really want, but that you don't really have a choice because you're making this decision because you're accountable for other people's lives. And then there's a part of money that is involved with it for me anyway, because as Cherie knows, I would never be good without money. And I think that, you know, the circumstances, and it's just time and waiting and making the move that you have to do. But in that time, creating self-respect for yourself and having a no-tolerance policy anymore, you know, as things become, as time goes on in the end.
Right.
I guess, I don't know. You know, I really don't know. Sometimes I give my whole heart in it, and it seems like I'm on top of the world. And then all of a sudden, that whole world goes crashing down. So I have to say to myself, am I living truthful? Am I living, is it, because I put it out there with the law of attraction. You know, I put it out there for
right.
me. And there were so many things happening, and my bank account is negative in every aspect from savings on. And when I thought it was going to be in a positive at this point, and it's not. And I try to figure out, well, what did I do that a lot of it
maybe,
is not my fault. Like it's
yeah, maybe it's not what you do or don't do. Maybe it's what you believe. Like, examine the beliefs about the situation you're in. Examine what got you, what thinking, what thought process and what your thought, you know, thinking patterns are and what you believe about the circumstances and things that led up to where you are right now. And when you examine those beliefs and decide to change them, I think that's when the doors are going to fling wide open for you and things are going to move so fast and so good for you, you know, that you're not going to even have time to look back and even worry about it. But you have to change the thought process and you have to examine those beliefs before the doors can open. Hopefully,
that makes sense. And you guys, we're going to have to cut it off because we're getting ready to be knocked off. But here is the deal. One of the things that she's working on is you're in charge of everything that you've created in your life. And she gets that before I think we all have a victim mentality. This person did this to me, so this is happening, this person. And it's been pretty recent with that. But I told you it takes about a year to do what you're doing, and your year is almost up. Okay, we talked about that. I know it seems hopeless. I know it seems like rock bottom, but Whitney gave you some good stuff, and all the others with your stories.
Hopeless is not one of those. What it is that I have to. I don't feel like rechanging my route because I did believe in what I put out there. You know, and my thought process is truly what I believe. So it's not what I put out there. It's just that. You know, there's a thing called free will, and I think that happens to me a lot because of a really volatile environment, you know, and that's in the business. So, I don't know, you know, I don't know. I'm just going to keep going and see what happens.
Here's the deal, guys, and I'm going to call you right after this, because everybody's got to go, but we've got two mantras, go big or go home, go cuckoo or go to God. How about that? That's all good.
There you go.
Go cuckoo or go to God.
Listen,
anyway.
And nobody has it together, not all together.
Yeah, we're getting
not even Oprah Winfrey. And she's probably the closest to having it together, but she's overweight.
Yeah, there you go. I love her story, by the way, guys. You know,
yeah.
So.
Without that. There's always going to be some sort of circumstance that happens, and then how we rise above that circumstance, right?
There you go. It's not the circumstance, it's how we respond to it. Anyway, guys, we're going to get caught off in a few seconds here, so you guys take care. Have a great now, and we will see you tonight.
Bye.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.